Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan Bondrin, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking, I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
But I had this vision one day that I'll walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along.
Welcome to a special edition of WFSO Aftermath, WFSO After the Night of Champions. Surprisingly, I was only two wrong on my prediction, so I can't complain about that, so that's good news. So we're going to get to it, like, piece by piece with each of the matches, which right now is the repeat of Night of Champions you can hear in the background, which will start with the Tag Team Championship match. But before we go into that, we want to give a moment of silence to Paul Bearer. Of course, he has like two songs that was there when he was in the Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, one of his sons, Michael Moody, has passed away. So let me just try to read more on that and just give me a bit. Okay. Yep, Michael Moody, one of the sons of the late WWE Hall of Famer Paul Bearer Moody, has passed away. The announcement was made on Facebook page on Moody's brother Daniel, and comments and condolences were left this photo that Daniel posted. Wow. On behalf of WFSO, we do give our condolences to the Moody family, and we're just going to give a moment of silence. Thank you, guys. Let's get on to it. Well, they did have the Peep Show, you know, the little bit of, you know, Chris Jericho getting interviewed by Christian. So, well, I guess the sign that they had Christian on there that he may either he's going to return to the ring or he's going to be doing something else. Right now, we don't know what's going to be going on with that, but only time will tell on that situation. What else? Well, not much to be talked about on the pre-show, which they really didn't have a match. They didn't have a match on the pre-show since earlier this year, I think. So let's get on with, but let me say this. Anybody wants to call in during the broadcast for the next 22 minutes, if anybody want to call, the number is 646-915-9644. Again, the number is 646-915-9644, and you just call in. It's just like a regular call, so it ain't like you're going to be charged like $5 a minute or anything like that, so that's not the case. It's just staying regular, local home price and all that stuff, so just to let y'all know. So, let's get to it. The Usos versus Goldust and Stardust, which I know is some of the people's favorite. Let's see. What do I like about the match? Well, it was kind of different, like Usos with their new gear, which was the gear they got was a little bit different. And part of me was thinking it was going to go the way it was because of Jay's injury. But it really didn't came into play that much, which I thought it would, but it hasn't. And Goldust with, like, new face paint, which was really kind of scary, but who knows. But Goldust and Stardust are the new WWE Tag Team Champions. So it's going to be interesting, like, if they're going to do a rematch of Hell in a Cell or what they're going to be playing with it. But I guess Hell in a Cell is, like, 5 weeks away from today. So just going to be interesting to see, like, how is this going to play out. So, I guess it might start tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw, but we'll see. Is everybody is getting sick and tired of the promotions of Diet Mountain Dew? I know I am. But speaking of which, I got to do my own promotion of sponsors. This show is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be there. And Dunn Sports. So check out both websites, www.bw3.com, to check out for more information on Buffalo Wild Wings and see where the nearest location near you. in Dunham Sports, check out dunhamsports.com and look for the nearest location near you where you can have get your sports gear. And all sports items, jerseys, jogging wear, and all that good stuff. Okay. Next up, the Intercontinental Championship match, which I didn't think they was going to do that second, but they did. Dolph Ziggler with R-Truth. Versus The Miz and Damian Mizdow. And Florida Georgia Line was out there, and they had announced that they will be performing at Tribute to the Troops this December. The date of Tribute to the Troops has not been determined as of yet. But, yep, they will be performing. Well, the match, like its previous matches with between these two, even they was in the tag team matches like on Raw and SmackDown, but pretty good. But just, it was this one, this match, in my opinion, just kind of lacked a little bit, in my opinion. It just lacked a little bit. Like, I don't know what it was, but I think it's like, I don't know if it's not like because The Miz did win the match, which he is now the new IC champion. But that's not the thing. The ending was good and the beginning was good. And like having like R-Truth and Damian Sandow in a mix and fighting back and forth or whatever, or the Damian Sandow interference, that's not the case. It just seems like the match did not drag. Well, the match just kind of dragged. It didn't, like, put, like, more momentum and stuff like that. So it wasn't like they're doing, but I just think it was just something that just was not pushed up there, in my opinion. So that's with that match. The Miz is the new Intercontinental Champion, so I don't know if they're going to do the back-and-forth thing, but we will see. Okay, next up, the United States Championship match, which was with both Sheamus and both Cesaro and Sheamus, like I was saying, they both was doing like a little bit of different moves and like just they was doing something a little bit different. I think that was one of the reasons that the match was interesting and they kept it interesting. Okay, like of course Cesaro don't look like a powerhouse, but he was showing that he can be. Sheamus was doing good as always. So the match was pretty good. No disappointments or anything like that. So the match was worth for what it was. But Sheamus did retain the title. So also, Seth Rollins did came out and declared himself the winner over him and Roman Reigns. So he made a challenge to anybody in the back of the match. And funny thing, by cab, there was somebody coming in by cab. It was just like, wait, who's there in the cab? But the cab driver going to make a challenge? Like, who? Then none. Well, behold, it was end up being Dean Ambrose, which was kind of funny to catch a cab. And I guess, well, somebody had pointed out, that JBL said he didn't pay for his fare. Oh God, but that part was kind of funny. But it's just like they kind of left off what they did at SummerSlam, just like fighting all over the place. Dean Ambrose just like crossbody on people, just dropping off. And I think I've seen Joey Mercury was in the mix. I think he was the bald guy that was in there. But I know he was like one of the three in the suits, him, Finley, and Jimmy Noble. But if that was a match, that would have been good as well. So I think like at least like Seth Rollins had like, you know, a little bit of activity out there. But we'll get more on Seth Rollins in a bit. But Seth Rollins, why I'm thinking of Seth Rogen, I don't know. But anyways, going to take another break. We're going to talk about the rest of the matches in a few minutes. So just until then, I'm just going to take a break. Like 4 to 6 weeks for it to probably heal before he can get back to like activity, but I take it it's probably gonna take him like maybe like up to, if they don't rush him, maybe like two to four months. Just say 2 to 4 months. Just depends how like how he can heal. So we will see. So hopefully his recovery will go good, and we will see how it's gonna play out. Let's see. A lot of people was not happy with the Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just reading some stuff. That was on the. Let's see, because people just made it seem like No, I'm not gonna talk about that. I'm just gonna get on with the next match, and probably I have to talk about this part another time. So, next up. Let's see, let's go to Mark Henry and Rusev, which, I don't know, they did have me believe that Mark Henry was going to win the match. He had the U.S. ring gear on and sang the national anthem and stuff, just got everybody pumped up, just made it believe that he was going to win it, but part of me was just like, I'm just going to stick with my prediction, just be like, I think Rusev was going to win, but, like I said, that was a good match as well. Of course, like, a certain pace, as I expected, that was going to happen. So, that happened. Rusev did win the match. And I think, like, I guess Rusev was targeted on Mark Henry's back, and that's probably why he tapped out. Which, I think if I would have been devil's advocate and how I would play the match, we will do that within just a bit, like how I would book the matches or the finish and stuff like that. Okay. Let's see what else. Randy Orton versus Chris Jericho, which is always a good match. It was a good finish, and as I predicted, Randy Orton was going to win that match, so it did happen as I predicted. It was a good, entertaining back-and-forth match by both of them, so they both did deliver. So no complaints about that. Triple Threat match, but that was their old pay-per-view, but the Triple Threat match, you had Paige, Nikki, and AJ Lee in the match. This match was actually good for what it was. Like, it wasn't bad, wasn't boring or anything like that. It wasn't like a bathroom break match. This match was good from start to finish. Like, AJ Lee showing her quickness and Nikki showing her power and strength. And, of course, with Paige just showing how good she is, trying to be like a crazy woman, just like AJ. So, it all went good, and it was a good match. And although my prediction was wrong, but I thought Paige would retain, but nonetheless, AJ Lee did win by submission. So I guess for the third time, AJ Lee is the Divas champion. So I guess the thing is, will the feud between Paige? Excuse me. So things like with the Paige and AJ's feud, will that end or will it still keep on going? I think either way, it's like one of those feuds that, you know, you don't care if this feud goes on like a year or months, weeks or anything like that. Either way, like, the feud is pretty good. So it's like this feud can go on as long as it wants to. So I think it'll be no pretending on that. So it was a good feud overall. As for the main event, Brock Lesnar versus John Cena. You still saw, like, Brock's dominance in the match, but you still see some resilience of John Cena, and he wasn't backing down and was making some efforts in the match, which was pretty good that he did. And it wasn't like a dominant match that would make you be like, okay, I'm going to go sit in the corner and let this match continue, and I'm just not going to watch it. Like, I put myself on a timeout or something like that. It wasn't like that, which I'm glad it wasn't, because otherwise I think, like, a lot of people would have been falling asleep. I don't know if some of them were at SummerSlam, but then again, they didn't expect that dominance like that. So it was halfway like that, but it had, like, a lot of offense. So who would have known if Cena would have won that match by hitting the AA? I think he hit it for the fourth time, if I'm right. So I apologize for that. John Cena did win the match by disqualification. Yeah, he did win the match by disqualification thanks to Seth Rollins' interference, hit him in the suitcase, and he did a finishing move on Brock, and it looked like he was going to cash it in, but the thing is, guess who put the stop on that? John Cena. So it kind of chased Seth Rollins out in the way, then Brock Lesnar finished with the F5. So this is kind of shows that these two will face each other at Hell in a Cell, but what's going to happen? But I kind of knew, like, win, lose, or draw, or whatever's going to happen with that situation, Cena must win. And it seems like they will, because they will, I guess, so they can, like, drag this longer for, like, Hell in a Cell. So part of me think that it was going to be over after this, but it just drag as it is, and it just Cena didn't win the match. So, see you later. So, Cena did win by disqualification. Brock Lesnar is still WWE World Heavyweight Champion. So, for right quick, I'm going to play devil's advocate and say how I would do the finish or whatnot. Let me log out of here. So going to do some shooting right quick. Okay. With the Sheamus match, I think I will keep the same ending, because that was a great ending to that, and kept it the same. I think I'll have a habit, like, all of Ziggler, almost of the offense come from Ziggler, but still keep the ending of that. I think with the Divas Championship match, I think I would have kept it the same. But that match could have went either way. Either it could have been Paige or it could have been AJ Lee, but I guess that decision probably happened the last minute. Goldust and Stardust, I would have kept kind of ending, but now I had it end in the roll-up. Maybe just had, like, Stardust probably do his finisher move and pin him. I think just for getting the misery out, that the people that couldn't stand, like, Rusev winning, probably would have had Mark Henry would have won this one, but that's all it is. The Orton Jericho match could have went either way, so it didn't matter who won on that one. And I think they did the right move with the John Cena and Brock Lesnar match, and if they wanted to drag it longer, which they will, and seems like they're going to. So overall with the pay-per-view, I give it an 8 out of 10. I think the only thing that was dragging was, like I said, the Intercontinental Championship match. That was the only problem with the pay-per-view. Otherwise, I'll give it 8 out of 10. Don't forget, tomorrow night we will be back here to talk about more about the pay-per-view and plus about Monday Night Raw that's coming on tomorrow as well, and give you, like, update news on local wrestling events and stuff like that. Don't forget to check out the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com, for news, info, and all that good stuff. And don't forget all the other shows that's going on with Wednesday, Hazel Runs Her Mouth, 9 p.m. Central Time. And you got Chris with his show, The Smarks List, 10 p.m. Central Time every Thursday. I don't know why he didn't do it for the past couple of weeks, but we'll see. But until then, this is Artrell. Y'all have a good night, and check y'all out on this WFSL Aftermath tomorrow evening, 10:30 p.m. Central Time. So have a good night.